defends himself. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
You're the president of the United States. You can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it.
That's what former President Trump tells Fox as he claims he declassified sensitive documents among the material the FBI seized from his Florida home, and he just lost a round in court fighting the government's probe.
A federal appeals court granting the Justice Department's request to continue reviewing classified documents seized by the FBI from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. The three-judge panel pausing a lower court's order blocking investigators from reviewing the records pending a review by an independent arbiter known as a special master.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the former president, also reacted to being sued by New York's attorney general.
I actually thought that they would never bring a case, and she brought it. And the reason I thought, because she didn't have a case.
And he calls it another witch hunt. Now, Attorney General Letitia James, a Democrat, laid out her case in a 220-page lawsuit that alleged financial fraud.
This investigation revealed that Donald Trump engaged in years of illegal conduct to inflate his net worth.
And the suit also names three of his oldest children, seeking to ban the Trumps from running businesses in New York. A prisoner swap in Ukraine. That is the sound of Ukrainian fighters being turned over after being released. More than 200 Ukrainians were set free in an exchange for the release of more than 50 Russian prisoners, one of them a key ally of leader Vladimir Putin. Now, this is the day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the United Nations General Assembly via video, saying Russia must pay for its invasion.
Ukraine demands punishment for trying to steal our territory.
President Biden told the UN earlier, Russia tried to wipe Ukraine off the map.
Whoever you are, wherever you live, whatever you believe, that should make your blood run cold.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com. News.
Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott wants President Biden to do what he just did, declaring Mexican drug cartels terrorists for smuggling in drugs like fentanyl, which is to blame for a majority of the over 100,000 drug overdoses in the U.S. last year.
Texas law enforcement alone has, over the past year, seized enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in the entire country.
The governor has also angered Democrats, busing thousands of migrants who came to the U.S. illegally to Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C. to protest Biden policies. But he is not doing that alone. The city of El Paso in Texas, led by a Democratic mayor, doing the same thing.
One deputy city manager in El Paso, Mario DiAgostino, says the increase in immigrants has created a crisis.
If we go back and we look at what the average was in August, that was around 700 per day. Today alone, we received 1,050 people released to the community.
Poor economic conditions, food shortages, and limited access to health care has driven millions of Venezuelans to the U.S. El Paso has sent 59 busloads to New York City and four to Chicago so far. DiAgostino says this won't get better without a bigger solution.
Without a change in policies at the federal level to control the flow coming into the country, the numbers are going to continue here.
In El Paso, Texas, Joy Addison, Fox News.
Stock futures up slightly the day after another sell-off fueled by the Fed. The Dow dropped more than 500 points following another interest rate hike, 0.75%. And Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says there are more coming.
Over coming months, we will be looking for compelling evidence that inflation is moving down, consistent with inflation returning to 2%.
Now, last month, consumer prices were up 8% compared to a year ago. The price of gas inches up a second day in a row after falling daily for 14 weeks from June's record high. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.